Hallelujah. That's Deacon Crockett from Southside, Los Angeles, leading us in songs of praise. We're going to be happy over there, and I'm happy over here, singing praises to Almighty God. Why we sing and why we praise God. I want to address that subject, and we are praying that somebody will be saved. In order to be saved, the first thing you must do, come on, tell me, church, you must hear what the gospel. And then second, you must
believe
that what? Jesus Christ is what? And then you must do what? Repent of your sins. And then what else? Confess who? Jesus Christ to be what? The Son of the living God. And then you must be what? Sprinkled? Or poured upon? No, you must be buried in what? Water while you're being baptized for the remission of your sin. It is our posture as members of the Church of Christ to invite you to come and be saved. This will be a revival meeting, and we will be emphasizing those Bible truths that we believe in. I want to thank Brother Kirkendall and Brother Demps and Brother Pierce and Brother Jones and all of the other preachers. Would all of the preachers stand, and elders and leaders from the various congregations that are here in the city, 61st in Division, 38th in Hemlock. We're glad to have you. There he is. Glad to have you, Brother Lincoln. God bless you. It's wonderful that we can unite, at least on preaching the gospel. And we ought to be united all the time. Psalms 133 verse 1 says, how sweet and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. There's a lot of difference between unity and union. You can tie two cattails together and have union, but you won't have very much unity there. And so God wants us to have unity. I'm happy to come. I'm happy to serve you. And I'm going to preach the gospel every night. Monday night, we're going to talk about things you need to do before our days are up. Tuesday, we are a sanctified people. Wednesday, youth needs to know and to be dedicated to Christ. And Thursday, we're going to take a journey into another world. And I want all of you to be here. Now, I have books, I have tapes that will further intensify this revival meeting on different subjects, how the church can grow in the 21st century, and other tapes and CDs that you can pick up. And then some of y'all need some of my eucalyptus oil. It will help you to get better up those steps. This church has a lot of steps. And you have to be able to go up and down and down and up. And you need some oil. And go by the table, and it blesses our ministry. I want to thank Southside. Sometimes they call us Shoutside, because we believe in shouting and praising God. I want to thank them, and I want to thank this congregation and all who have put the food together. Didn't they do a beautiful job? Thank you so much. Just to let you know, to the other congregations, that Southside has supported me for 55 years. My sister's here, my daughter's here, my elders are here, the deacons are here. Would you stand, Southside, one more time? So that you can see that we are here, the young people are here. We have several of our young people that will be singing this afternoon. And boys, they are single. Ah, they are Christian girls. Get after them if they're not already committed. Now you have to be watched, because some of them are married. But it's good for Los Angeles and San Diego to get together. And I want to thank them for supporting me in this effort of preaching the gospel of the Son of God. Why we sing and why we praise God. In Hebrews 13 and 15, let me see your Bibles over here. I want to see if the preachers have their Bible. These preachers don't have their Bible. Going to war without your sword. They got them. Raise up your Bible. The Church of Christ is a Bible-centered church. And we believe that it is our guide and our only guide from earth to glory. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, what does it say? Let us what? By him, therefore, let us offer up the what? And what? Praise to God. How often? Continually. That is with the fruit of our lips. Giving thanks to who? To his name. Go on. Yes.
And to communicate. Forget not. For when some sacrifice is God.
When we give praises to God, God is what? Well pleased. If you're going to grow a church, and that will be Thursday night, I'll talk more about that. You have to have a church that will sing and praise God. Now the devil doesn't like praise. He doesn't like for you to say amen. And some of us act like we've been baptized in lemon juice rather than in water. And there are some people that don't believe in praising God. And there are those that will not say amen. They will not say glory. But you got to realize when I talk about sanctified people, are not folk who are in denominational churches, the sanctified folk are in the Church of Christ. And if you've been set aside for divine use, then you ought to praise God. And there are some folk that say, Bacchus, the reason that we don't say amen and praise God because we are educated now and we are sophisticated now, and we're supposed to listen and etc. Well, years ago, before we were educated, we praised God. And we lifted up our hands to God, and we gave praise to him. And it seems like we have gotten away from that. Maybe it had been better that we stayed ignorant. And praise God and get all of this education, and we don't know how to praise our God. But our text says that God, I'm not trying to please the deacon, the elders, and the members. I'm in the house of the Lord to praise him. There are congregations of the churches of Christ that are introducing instrumental music in the worship. And they think that we praise God on instruments, and we will address that during the course of this revival meeting. But when there is a revival meeting, it is a part of our celebration to God. God is the one that have blessed the churches in San Diego, and we must give him honor and give him praise. And whenever there is a revival, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, they talked about praising God. Listen to Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with madness. No, with gladness. And come before his presence with singing, you know, into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and praise his name. In Psalms 91 and 1, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. In Isaiah 52 and 8, the watchman shall lift up his voice with the voice together, and sing praises to God. The New Testament vindicates the fact in 1 Corinthians 14 and 15. I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with the understanding. In James 5 and 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. If any is merry among you, let him sing praises to God. Hebrews 2 and 12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praises to God. In Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in what? Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing, making melody, not on the piano, not on the organ, but in your heart unto the Lord. Hebrews 2 and 12, Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart unto the Lord. But Brother Backus, but why do we sing? Well, I do not sing to glorify myself. Singers ought not to try to glorify themselves or to attract people to themselves. You see, God is to be given the glory. In Ephesians 3 and 21, unto him, that is to Christ, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without an end. So we don't sing to attract people to ourselves, but to attract people to God. And then second, I do want to emphasize that when we sing, we must sing appropriate songs for the appropriate occasion. Song leaders should get with their minister before they sing some songs, because there are some songs that you are singing that are not appropriate for the occasion. One preacher was preaching, and he was preaching, if I had all of the beer in the world, I would throw it in the river. If I had all of the alcohol, I would throw it in the river. If I had all of the dope in the world, I would throw it in the river. And the song leader came up and said, shall we gather at the river? That's the wrong kind of song. So we must sing songs that are appropriate. One preacher had a song leader that would sing the same song. It won't be very long. It won't be very long. He was trying to tell the preacher something, and the preacher said, you sing the same song. Can't you sing something else? And he said, no, it won't be very long. He says, I'm going to quit this church today. And he says, I'm going to change the song. Oh, why not tonight? But we must sing appropriate songs. I do not sing words that do not teach a truth, because we can sing a lie as well as tell a lie. The Bible says in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart unto the Lord. And so the lyrics of our songs must be scriptural. And then third, we must live the life that we sing in our song. You cannot live one way and then sing another way. I cannot appreciate your alto, tenor, or bass voice when you live another way and you are singing praises to God. Our songs should be incongruent with our lives. Titus 2 and 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto what all men, teaching us to the ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I can appreciate your songs better, singers, when you are living the life. For Jesus said in Matthew 5 and 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the God and the Father which is in heaven. So as I close, we sing because we want to praise God. We sing because we want to teach in our singing. I do not sing because I know music. I don't know do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. I do not know a relative pitch from an absolute pitch. I do not know a sharp from a flat. I don't know a major key from a minor key. I don't sing because I really have the voice to sing. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching me. And I'm singing to prepare my soul for heaven, the city of God. Oh, when we get to heaven, there will be no sermons. There will be no praying. There will be no communion. There will be no collection. Thank God. There will be no collection there, but when we get there, we're going to be singing the song to praise. John looked out one day, and John saw the Lamb of God on Mount Zion, and when the Lamb of God came, there were singers singing a new song. I don't know what that new song was, but they were singing a new song. You see, there are some songs that the angels can't sing. The angels cannot sing Amazing Grace. How sweet it sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. The angels can't sing. What a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. The angels cannot sing. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful show, very deep left, staying within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me. Now safe am I. And so I say to you, let's go to heaven. When we get there, we're going to sing his praises. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. John looked out one day and he said, I saw 10,000, and then he looked again, and he saw 10 times 10,000, and he looked again, and he said, I saw a number that no man could number, coming from the north, south, east, and west, and they said, glory, they will say, hallelujah, and if you can't say glory and hallelujah, you might as well get your ticket to hell. Because over yonder, they'll be singing, they'll be praising God. Oh, I'm getting happy. Turn on your feet if you want to get to heaven. Come on down. As we sing, there's power in the blood of Jesus.